Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What should a Christian or what should Christian men do if they are present whenever a lady leads public prayer? To begin with, I want to ask a question about the question. Who is responsible for leading public prayer? We've already answered this, at least in part. Christian men are commanded to lead public and private prayers. When it comes to private prayers, what I mean by that is that in the context of our homes, men, we ought to be leading our families in prayer during meal times, but also at other given moments in and throughout the course of a day or a week. Our families ought to see us praying and ought to hear us praying, and we ought to be leading them in prayer. Also, though, when it comes to the public prayer, when it is in our assembly, worship assembly, we ought to lead prayer. When it comes to prayers that we might offer over in the annex, that is a public setting where the Christians are present, male and female, and men are expected to lead those types of prayer. Also, though, Christian women are permitted to pray privately and in certain public settings. Privately, in the same way in which I have described with reference to the male, with the exception of she cannot, or I do not think it is wise for her to lead that prayer at mealtimes and things of that nature. Now, I will explain some things as I get on down through here with training and things of that nature. What about when it comes to the public area? When publicly, during children's classes, I do not think that there's anything wrong for the woman to lead a prayer, to call her class to order and things of that nature. Ladies' events such as ladies' classes, ladies' days, ladies' retreats, time where that there are only ladies who are present. How should men respond, if you would, whenever unauthorized situations come up? To begin with, and this is where I want to do some explanation, there is nothing wrong with listening to a woman's prayer. I believe that fathers need to listen to their daughters' prayers from time to time so that we know what it is that they're praying for, but also so that we would know the way in which they are praying. It would be also nothing wrong for a husband to listen to his wife's prayer, especially if she has a question with regard to prayer. Am I doing this right? Or the things that I need to be asking for, is there a way that I ought to be doing this? So, for training purposes, to make sure that things are done well, I do not think that there's anything wrong with listening to a woman's prayer. What about when a woman is praying publicly, whether they're a member of the church or not a member of the church, and maybe they just don't understand their role? Can the man be present and listen to that woman's prayer? I think that if he is present, he should listen to her prayer. To begin with, to find out how she's praying. But then also, so that he can go to her and speak to her privately, and this would present an opportunity for him to teach privately as to what God says concerning prayer, is that she is not authorized to lead a prayer publicly when Christian men are present. As the men would go and teach the women concerning these matters, or any matter for that, for this sake, we ought to do it with love and with patience. It may be that we're dealing with a new convert, and therefore we've got to handle things with kids' gloves. We've got to treat them the way in which we ourselves would want to be treated, and therefore, in a loving way, put it as kind as what we possibly can, but also to be patient. Old habits are hard to break, and for that reason, we need to treat one another in a Christ-like spirit.